Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone, and happy March. I hope everyone had a good St. Patrick's Day yesterday. We welcome you to Spiritual Perceptions. I am your speaker today, Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy, D-A-I-S-E-Y, 644478 at keen.com for readings. The call-in number for this show is 563-999-3507. Our health tip for this month, my source of reference is Bottom Line's Health Breakthroughs 2021. And it concerns dental hygiene. There has been a lot of research proving that the lack of good dental hygiene, especially at night, never go to bed with cleaning your, the lack of it is linked to contamination of your heart and the stomach, among others. Nearly 80% of blood clots removed from 75 patients contain DNA from mouth bacteria. The bacteria Streptococcus mitis is harmless to the mouth, but when it enters the circulation from infected gums, tooth extractions, it can bind to platelet receptors, making a person prone to blood clots. So there's a lot of reasons there. It's very important to brush, floss, and see your dentist twice a year for cleanings and oral exams. Our cosmic weather, we have a full moon tonight in Virgo opposite Neptune. Neptune's been allowing us to fantasize or have escape tendencies. But this full moon will snap us out of it. Venus and Uranus square this Saturday. This creates uncertainty as if we need more of it. Avoid trouble and confrontation this weekend. A pair of sextiles, Venus with Chiron and Sun in the Pluto, helps us to heal and make positive improvements. So those are good aspects that we can look forward to. I think we definitely need some healing going on and some positive improvements. So I'm up for that. This year, 2022, is a year to reach a new level. God wants us to come up a level. God desires that we have a close relationship with Him. We must walk closely with Him. This is a year to hook up to power. The power exists when we give the Holy Spirit the power to operate in our lives. He needs your permission. It's easy. Just say, in Jesus' name, Holy Spirit, I surrender my will and my life to your guidance, and I give permission to you to operate in my life. It's that easy. Our scripture, 2 Timothy 1:17. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. What are we afraid of today? My guess is the list is long. It's time to take authority over fear. God wants you to take courage, and when you have courage, we face fear. We speak to fear. You have no power over me. Father God, your word declares in Timothy 1:17 that you have not given us the spirit of fear. We declare on our behalf and the behalf of the United States and the world that no weapon formed against us will prosper. We refuse to give in to fear's power over us. We will not let it control our lives. We are not moved by what we see or what we hear. We are moved by our confidence in our God, in Jesus' name. And that's basically it. We're being fed fear. We were being fed fear and lies concerning the COVID pandemic. We don't know who to believe on the media. So we need to put our confidence in God, and we need to take our authority that Jesus died to give us and speak to things that are, instead of talking about our problems, speak to our problems. Okay, I'm going to start taking calls here. Okay, hello, you're on the air.
Hi. How come I'm always first?
Well, I don't know, but you're first in line.
Okay.
You must tune in.
I tune in, but I didn't.
What can I do for you, Linda?
Okay, baby. I've been destroyed in this wake. Oh God, I got wrongfully evicted out of my apartment, which you all know, last call, and I'm back in my apartment. I'm doing good. I followed the instructions you gave me before, but how do we put this? I keep letting my love for my daughter, my grandchildren, interfere in my destiny, and I can feel it. But how do you? I don't know what to do. I know I can fix my life, but I can't, huh?
That's probably your challenge. We all have predestined challenges to look at and conquer, and you just have to put it in perspective, okay? That you can't allow them to interfere with your life as far as your livelihood, your health, those two biggies right there, and you love them. There's no doubt that you love them. And deep in their hearts, they know it. But they're living a completely different lifestyle than you. And their idea of is analyzing and using and, they're thinking of themselves. It's very self-centered. They're being very subtle. There's trickery involved. There's deception involved and fraud. And you're, and they see you as a person that they can swindle. So you have to set up boundaries for that and not allow that to happen. You know, not allow them to do that. Do what you know that you can do, like provide tangible stuff like clothes, food, instead of giving money. And take control of the situation. You know? And I knew that you would straighten out.
My grandson's doing more drugs again now because he's back with mom, but she left me out in the streets, but she let his friend in the house who is constantly smoking pot nonstop. And so that's what my grandson's doing again.
Yeah.
And I had him, but he's got to go into a program. I can't help him no more. And it breaks my heart and to see him start like this and my daughter not care or love him. And it's like, I got to take care of me now. And I'm like, I just was in the hospital. I got diverticulitis again. And it's like, I'm on painkillers and I'm in pain. I had to take a week off of work and not work. But, you know, and it's like they just don't care. It's like,
well, again, self-centeredness can't get beyond self. You know,
okay.
Self-centeredness can't see anything but what self needs, you know. And right now, you know, everybody in that house, the adults, I want to say, have their own issues with certain addictions. So,
right.
You know, they didn't want you there because you don't do those things. You know, and the person that came there, the one smoking pot nonstop, is okay because there's, you know, birds of a feather, so to speak. So you need to just meditate on getting well, okay, and think of yourself and work with positive affirmations, positive thinking. Prayer is a very powerful tool that God has given us. So, and I'm glad that you're off the street, and I praise the Lord, and I knew it was going to happen.
Oh, thank
so
you.
We're grateful
too,
for that, okay?
I'm putting up right now my cross, my Jesus. I'm putting up, I just got new, I have to get new furniture, so I just had that delivered from Babcock, and I'm like, I know I'm taking up your time, everybody, I'm sorry, but my thing is that I'm scared to do this. Am I staying here or am I going to Virginia? When am I going to be Florida? I mean, it just keeps turn it around. And just that's my last thing I want to ask you. I'm sorry to take up your time, everybody.
Okay, I think I'm picking up summer. You know, I think you just had to get on your feet after being homeless and being sick, and you need this opportunity, this time to heal. And like I said, you know, with this weekend with these two sextiles, it's going to help us to move forward and to heal. So allow yourself to heal, but it looks like this summer, it's like you're going to get everything straightened out, and you're going to be able to find a place. And a job. It says you're definitely going to get your wish to leave Florida, okay?
Okay, thank you. And God bless you and everybody.
You're welcome.
Thank you. All right, love you.
Thank you. Thanks for participating. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Daisy. Hi, it's nice to speak with you.
Hi. Oh, thank you.
I had a question.
What can I do for you?
I had a question. Actually,
okay.
I have two quick questions. I have a question about someone I started seeing. We had two dates, and, you know, we've only had two dates, so feels like we're hitting it off. His name is Sergio. And I wanted to know what you saw. You know, I've had bad luck with relationships throughout my life. I've been hurt a whole bunch, so of course, you know, I'm a little scared and guarded. Okay.
Let's not look for it. Even though it's been a pattern, we're going to see that pattern ending. And this is a year, this is an emotional year with all these twos. But it's also double blessing. It's also the right couples. So there's all this positive energy to find the right person this year. So, and even the cards, I just did the cards, and the first one says, allow that past to go away. In other words, we're not playing that game anymore. We're not going to see that scene anymore. That's something that's, you know, if you start thinking about it, take that thought captive and say, no, this is a good year. This is a good year for me to find the right person. I'm not following old ways. This is not happening to me, okay? Don't give any energy to – once you're even hurt like that, it's we're kind of sitting back here going, I don't want to think about this, but it's always happened, and, you know, we keep – bringing forth the energy to create it again. I feel really good. I have stability around this man. I think that he, I think that he has, is a person who wants stability in his life. He wants the right person in his life. And, you know, he's feeling good about this. He's feeling good about this. I have a personal victory for both of you. I think it looks like a really good thing. And my last card is the Ace of Cups, which is a blessing in more than one area of your life, not only relationship, but also financial and health-wise.
Okay, good, good. Because that was my next question about, you know, a career change. But okay. Thank you.
I already touched on it, but let me look at it real quick here. Yeah, you're trying to balance that right now in your mind, and you've been thinking about it since probably the beginning of the year. I've got a couple months or something. And I think an opportunity is going to come up either the end of this month or the first of next month for a change.
Okay.
And you will do it. You're going to be victorious. And it's going to be a better situation than what you have. It's a little difficulty, a lot of difficulty in your present situation in career.
Definitely. Thank you. Thank you. It's always great talking to you. I appreciate your help.
Thank you. God bless. Thanks for participating.
Thank you. Absolutely. Same to you.
Okay, bye-bye.
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 Hi, good afternoon.
Okay, hello.
Hi, yeah. How are you today?
Happy March. I'm
yes,
good. I hope everybody
indeed.
Had a good St. Patrick's Day. I did. And,
yeah,
absolutely. Actually, planetary-wise, yesterday started a luckier trend along with what I talked about today. So, I'm seeing some positive energy coming forth and a time to heal and a time to, make improvements. So I hope this follows true, jumps on these people in war. So, we need to end that war.
I believe that as well. Thank you so much for saying that. Anything you could happen to tell me, I'd be grateful for.
Okay. Okay, your first card is warning you or suggesting that you not think about it. Loss of any kind. Loss of income, loss of health. To think about, make an attempt, and don't vacillate. And a tendency to vacillate is there. And about uncertain, part of it's probably reality. But see, that's the natural world. And as humans, we look into the natural world when we need to look into the supernatural world more. God is a supernatural God, and he can turn things around. In fact, we're in Purim, which is the story of Esther. And that's one book in the Bible that doesn't mention God because he was behind the scenes. Adonai, behind the scenes working. God is behind the scenes. You may not be feeling him, but replace any kind of thoughts with positive thoughts. You're going to see your true capabilities in the spirit between this month and next month, and something happening during this time period, this month and next month, that's going to make you very happy. Looks like a money windfall.
Okay.
And you're just going to have so much fun. You're going to have so much fun, but, put the moderation belt on. Don't go crazy.
Okay.
There's a tendency when we've been deprived, it's like, whoa,
Okay.
So we have to.
I understand that, yeah.
Put that moderation belt.
Okay.
So it looks like you got a good change coming. You just got to watch your thoughts. We all do. I mean, the enemy is constantly. He's been defeated, but the only thing he can do is offer suggestions. And the biggest one is fear. And, that's being given to us in buckets,
yes.
By the government,
yes.
By the media. And we just have to say enough is enough. We're not going to listen to this stuff anymore.
Yep.
We have power over this. God has given us power. We need to take our authority back and not allow fear to run our lives.
Right. Okay. I thank you so much. I thank you and bless
you're welcome.
You for doing this for us. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you. Bye. Well, it's my pleasure to do this, and I want to do more. I'm working on trying to do more. So, we remember words are very powerful. What we speak over ourselves, we create. What we think about the most. Job said, what he feared greatly, in other words, what he gave a lot of energy to the fear, came upon him. And that's what will happen. It'll come upon us. So but we need to speak words that are not fear-based over our life. Positive affirmations, speak the word of God. There's 3,000 promises. And, prosperity is mentioned more than anything in Scripture. And we can speak those promises over our life. Matthew 12, verses 36 and 37. By your words you will be justified, By your words you will be condemned. Hook up to power. There's power in the Word of God. Hebrews 4, verse 12, the Word is living and powerful. Proverbs teaches that the tongue is mighty. Life and death is in the power of our tongue. Speak words of blessings and words of, and not words of damning or cursing. I mean, it's hard when you know, you're in pain or you're facing something very difficult, but that's where we have to take control. You know, emotions are good. God gave us emotions, but he didn't give them to us to control us. So we need to control our emotions, or they will control you. Okay, let's take some more calls here.
Well, hello there.
Hello,
beautiful.
You're on the air. Thank you.
Hello. This is Meredith from New York City. Great to see you.
Thank you.
Hear you, I should say. Not see
Thank
you,
you.
Hear you. I love the fact that you mentioned Purim. You know, this is a great party, important time in Judaism. You know, we celebrate. And it's,
yes.
It's fantastic. So I love, you're my little biblical scholar, Daisy.
Well, you sound good. What can I do for you today?
Well, you know, I may sound good, but I'm, you know, standing here, you know, sort of, I don't watch TV, so I don't see the nightly news, thank God. But I do
probably a good idea.
I do read the headlines. You know, I read the New York Times, and I read the headlines about the Ukraine, and I am extremely concerned, extremely concerned, so about what's happening here and about Putin, who's an evil monster as far as I'm concerned, Satan incarnate if there is one. And we also have this crazy, crazy Trump who's saying he congratulates Putin on the invasion. So it makes me a little concerned about, you know, the future of our country, you know, and what's going to happen here.
Yes.
And it feels very tenuous, you know, and, you know, I don't know if you could do a reading for me a little bit about, I missed the beginning, I must admit I was tardy getting to this call, your call, but what your feelings are about your insights into the situation that we're in facing the threat, Putin, of course, is threatening nuclear offense. All of Europe is in a complete mess with millions of migrants from the Ukraine and hundreds of thousands of migrants from Russia because they're fleeing there too, the upper middle class. So I just wanted to get your sense of, you know, spiritually what you think is happening.
Okay, as far as Putin's concerned, he's suffering with something in his health, whether it's mental health, and that is one of my concerns to all these children that are being uprooted and having to see their homes destroyed and being displaced mentally, what it's doing to them. They're going to all need counseling. you know, it's just, it's really,
For sure.
really hard to watch this, you know. But I feel we're going to have a victory here. Actually, he made his first public appearance, and he is talking. He's put up his demands that for peace. So my prayer warriors and my group with Spiritual Perception, we're all sending good energy and praying that this peace come and this end. So I'm optimistic about that. I'm optimistic because prayer is so powerful, and there's a lot of people that are joined in it. But there is something going on with him. I'm not a doctor, but just to see it, his aura, there's something. There is something that he's experiencing in his health. I don't think he's the same person he used to be.
Yeah.
So, and then there's the possibility that that if he doesn't end this, that he's going to be taken out by his own people.
Well, yeah, that's my thought. That's exactly what I think is going to happen. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's hope. You know, he's thinking very seriously. He's thinking very seriously right now about everything in front of him, but his thinking and his emotions aren't in line, you know. His head wants one thing, his heart wants another. And you know, it's part of destiny. This was supposed to happen. It's like the scripture, the biblical scripture tells us there will be wars and rumors of wars. And, you know, we're in this time period where, you know, it even talked about the coronavirus, the plague. And so we're in this time, and this is a time where we really need to be very strong in ourselves, not give in to fear. God doesn't give us a spirit of fear. It doesn't come from him. So we need to, and we're getting loads of it given to us. And like you said, you don't watch the news. Probably a good thing. I do tend to watch the one program. But I just do it to know what to pray about for people, for our country.
That's great.
For
well, you're courageous to watch
our
the
nation.
News. I find it terrifying.
Well, I think we're going to see a change now. I really do. You know, last time we talked, you said you liked my optimism about the coronavirus. And guess what? It's really declining.
Right. Well,
praise God.
We're getting another surge, though. New York is always, you know, the bellwether here. We're getting another surge of the BA.2. But listen, Daisy, what I'm interested, though, and I think it'd be nice if you could maybe talk to your astrology friend you had on a few weeks ago. But interestingly, the United States, being that we're almost 275 years old or 250 years old, whatever it is that we're coming up to, 250.
Right, mm-hmm.
Right.
250. And
so
if you look at history,
as a nation,
most kids,
we're yeah. Let me tell you, we're heading in as a nation to our Pluto return, and you know,
mm-hmm.
No human being has ever lived through a Pluto return because we don't live to be 250 years old. So I'm just wondering if you're astrologers, you know, in America's natal chart, there's a Pluto return, and Pluto usually means disaster. So I'm just wondering if you had any, if you could maybe ask and tell us next time what your astrologer friends found out about that. Think about that.
Okay. Okay. But let me say this. History proves that Greek governments ended near the 250-year. So I'm not saying the United States is going to end. But I'm saying that as history proved that all great leaders of nations ended at the 250 mark. So
yeah, that's
it is something
me.
To think
you
about.
Know,
it's something to think about. It's something to pray about. But God's still on the throne. God is on the throne. And I know that he, beyond a shadow of a doubt, he's going to protect those who love and seek him. He wants not so much religious practices as he wants a personal relationship with people. He wants us to walk with him. He wants to be your best friend. He wants you to talk to him like we're talking now. Well, he's here. We're two or more gathered. He's in the midst. You know, this show is dedicated to honoring him. So, He's in this conversation, and we're not going to be afraid of this. We're not going to be afraid of this because there's something we're going to learn from this. And I will definitely talk to Lexi. Maybe we'll have her on next time and see what she thinks about this. Okay?
Yeah, I would appreciate that. That would be wonderful. Well, Daisy, I don't mean to dominate and take over. I know there's a lot of people waiting, but thank you so much. I just love you. And I want to send you lots of blessings there on your volcano in California, okay?
Okay, you too, in New York.
Love you.
Okay, thank you. Love you too. God
Bye-bye.
Bless.
God bless.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, you, it's me. How you doing?
Hi, me. I'm good.
Shelly. Yeah.
I'm coming out of them ashes. Yep.
Oh,
getting stronger every day.
I'm glad to hear that. I know you've been going through a whole heck of a lot. You shouldn't be having to go through this shit at your age. And so, but,
well, you know, we all have Saturn returns, and we have periods of time where we're, you know.
Oh, I remember my Saturn return when I was in my late 20s. I don't want to see that again. That was awful.
No, no.
That was nasty.
Yeah. So though there are periods that are awful periods, but
oh,
but you know what?
It was terrible.
I'm coming out
so
of this victorious.
So who was it you were talking about a moment ago that you said something was off about their health? And are you talking about Putin?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. I didn't know if you I think Putin and Biden are both off.
I'm not a doctor or anything, but his aura shows that he made his first personal appearance since the war, and his aura shows a lot of mental conflict, a lot of emotional conflict, and
he's degenerating. That's what's wrong with him. He needs to. Somebody gonna be taking him out because he's doing exactly. It's history repeating itself. You know, and so
mm-hmm.
And Ukraine is the new Poland. You know, from back from World War II or whatever it was, whenever they attacked Poland. Now Ukraine is the new
yeah.
target. But what's different now?
Well, there's something going on in his. There's something going on. There's something going on in his health. But he and the leader of Ukraine are to meet. They're going to meet face to face. So peace talks have reached to a point where he's put his demands on the table, and they're not huge demands. I was really surprised. So we may get peace here, and I'm hoping. You know, aging is not a fun thing at any speed. You know, you realize you
yeah,
can do things.
You just can't lose your mind and go kill thousands of people and tear up a country just because your mental faculty is not there. You know, there's something wrong with the people
I
of Russia, period. You know, because they're so brainwashed that if he tells them the sky is green for the day, they're going to believe that. You know, they're just so conditioned.
Well, apparently they have no media outlet whatsoever.
Yeah,
they have
no connection.
So I don't
know.
But anyway, what kind
well,
of
Well, I got. Well, I got my report, and you said there was going to be a powwow here for me at work, and the powwow was this:
mm-hmm.
I have 100% on my production. And so
Yay.
I guess my question, yeah, and I guess my question is, now that I showed up a debt, I was just kind of wondering if now the supervisors are kind of like looking at Odette and going, she just did what you said she couldn't do.
You know, that's very good perception on your part because they are absolutely looking at this as negative programming, burdening you with thoughts that you were incapable of producing here, and you just basically showed them. You just showed them.
Yeah.
Things are gonna get good for you now. Higher management is like impressed.
Okay.
So,
well, let me ask this.
Also,
are they going to move me out of
I
this
see maybe a raise of money or a different level of pay period pay
okay.
coming up.
Well, that'd
this
be nice.
Should come up in
but
April.
I want to know.
Yeah.
I want to know if they're going to move me out of this hellhole they put me in for torture. I hate these records. Oh my God, they're killing me.
Okay.
But I think they're losing a big account. It has nothing to do with me. It's been in the working for a while. But I think
that's nothing to do. Yeah, I show an ending to where you're at. Okay, an ending to where you're at, and that the remainder of this year is going to be a lot better than, and this destructive energy is out of the way.
Right.
You know, you showed them.
Yeah. Okay.
You did good.
Oh, that'd be good.
Okay.
That'd be good. And so, well, thank you so very much. I really appreciate it. You get your rest, okay? Remember what I told you.
I am.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you just
I'm
need
doing
to,
good. I'm behaving. And that's really good for me, okay?
Yeah.
Okay,
that's
thank
hard
you.
For you to do.
All right.
But you take care, okay?
I know. Okay, all right. God bless.
Okay, God bless. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Oh.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, baby.
Oh,
it's
hello.
Vicky. How are you? Can you oh.
I'm good, thank you.
Good.
Coming out from the ashes.
Okay. Well, I haven't heard, I applied for a job, and I haven't heard back yet from them.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if I would. And I also had a call with the big guy on my current team, the big manager, about the incidents with this, these people this week. So, I don't know.
Okay. Well, you know, there's a lot of positive energy. There's some negative energy, but there's some positive energy coming too that we need to just have confidence in God. I'm getting Monday by Wednesday for sure, but possibly Monday hearing about this job. And
okay.
I'm glad that you got to talk to your big boss because you needed to get your side out.
Yeah, because they ganged up on
them. All that was presented was their side.
Yep, and it looks like
I'm showing
it.
More a different skills. So it's learning new skills. It's probably that job, and it's more money.
Okay, in the near future.
Yeah, very near future.
Because I did tell him.
I think you're
going to
hear something by Wednesday of next week, but it may be Monday. It's between Monday and Wednesday.
Okay.
Okay.
And one other question regarding a male. We're supposed to have a conversation today, and I'm going to ask him some hard questions about his situation with this other woman, and don't know how it's going to go, but he's been having a rough week, so I don't know what's going on, but... No.
I don't know if this is a good time for that, you know, because of the planetary aspects this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to hold off on that. You know,
really?
Yeah. Venus and Uranus square starting tomorrow.
Okay.
And it creates, so I would wait till after this weekend to do that.
Oh, wow.
Because
okay.
after the weekends, when we got that positive energy coming through, and then that'll be a good time. Okay.
Is he fighting with this woman or no?
Let me look at it.
That's the last question.
Okay. Well, she, you know, she sees him as a source of somebody to give her money and also, you know, that material support thing more than feelings. And it's gotten very, he's seeing the light here. It's very depressing between them, and she's looking also at someone else.
Okay.
So I don't see this being active in April. You know, I don't. I think probably the end of this month. You know, today is just the 18th. We've got a little over 2 weeks, and then I just don't think it'll exist after that.
Oh, wow. Okay. Maybe that's his frustration this week.
Okay.
I have a feeling there's something going on there. But, okay, that helps. Thank you so much.
Yeah, but just wait till the weekend's over, and then do that conversation, okay? It'll go a lot better.
Okay. Thank you for that advice. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Okay.
No problem.
Have a good one. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless.
God bless.
Okay. Like I said, God wants us to hook up to his power this year. And and with all the things that are going on, all these twos, it can be very emotional. We can be above all that emotional energy. We control our emotions, or they control us. Control seems to be a battle these days. So put your energy where it will produce positive results. Positive affirmations. There's power in your words. My job is to prepare all of us for the spiritual changes that are taking place. So join me each month for these radio sessions. And I am in preparation to try to do at least one more show each month. And I'm absolutely not sure of my position on Keen, because I had what they called, they're calling it long-term COVID now, or post-COVID, and I went through a lot, and I went through a lot, and a couple times I actually thought, you know, I was leaving the planet. That was going to be history. But, you know, God is merciful, and he brought me through this. I'm getting stronger each day, and I praise God for it. He's not done with me yet. There's things he wants to get out to people through me on this platform. So remember, if they do, and I've gotten emails from customers that were, you know, I was an exclusive with, and their sites have been taken down off of Keen, so I'm not sure what's going on, and if they'll allow me to return, but I'll find out next week. But remember, you can reach me here on the radio show, or at Daisy May, DAISEYMAE 81 at hotmail.com for emails. And positive, that's exchange anxiety for peace. And Philippians 4, verses 6 through and 7, it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer is powerful, and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. So, Father God, we cast our cares on you today. Everyone's concerned about this war and concerned about our country's future. So we choose today to be bold and confident in you. We declare your word over our lives. We will be strong and courageous by the power of your resurrection. King Jesus, we will fear no evil, for you are with us. Thank you for delivering us from anxiety and giving us your peace, which we need today. Okay, folks, that's about it. I will see you in April, and hopefully I'm going to be doing two shows that month. Oh, wait a minute here. Yeah. So I'll be looking forward to speaking with you, and we'll notify you by email. And thank you for your participation with Spiritual Perceptions. Bye. Until next month.